What is dream? Dream is creation. Creation is either division or union. Division is a complicated word. When we use division to divide the existence reality, we enter into the world of ego and I-ness. But again, when we use it to divide work, labor, capacities, at the same time it is a veritable blessing. If we divide and through a division get the result in a solid, concrete way to form one truth and one reality, then that division is good. But when you divide the reality into pieces and give supremacy to one piece and do not appreciate or value the other pieces, then we sing the song of separativity. This kind of division ends in destruction, the destruction of the little world that we claim to be ours. Union is also a complicated word. When you work together, it is a great blessing. When you mix together, it is a great blessing. But when it is the union of darkness and light, when it is the union of desire and aspiration, then it is a deplorable mistake. The aspiration life must not mix with the desire life. If it is to mix, always it must mix with the renunciation life, renunciation of unnecessary possessions, of the things that are not divine, illumining and perfect. With the aspiration life, we have to start our journey, but then there comes a time when we feel that our aspiration life has blossomed considerably and is ready to enter into the desire life to transform it. The aspiration life has to play the role of the bridge between the desire life and the realization life. The seeker's aspiration life will enter into the desire life for the immediate and total transformation of the desire life. The seeker's realization life will enter into the aspiration life for the perfection of the aspiration life and for the manifestation of the Absolute Supreme. Each dream is a creation. Each creation is either conscious aspiration or unconscious aspiration. Our aspiration enters into the desire life, the little brother, and helps him clean his body, purify his mind, and illumine his earthly existence. Each iota of aspiration also expedites the arrival of realization. Our aspiration enters into the realization life or brings the realization life into the aspiration life in order to make the aspiration life completely perfect for the awakening of our physical reality and for the blossoming of the soul reality which is within us and for us. A dream is God's creation in the inner world. From the inner world, we enter into the realization world. Creation and dream, aspiration and realization, they are all members of the same family. If we can become aware of one, then automatically we can have the other three. For our dream is, after all, a disguised reality. And a disguised reality does not remain always in disguise. It offers dynamism to our vital and it offers an inner awakening in our physical reality. I bow to dream because it is sweet and pure. I bow to reality because it is not only has possibility and potentiality, but it also has inevitability in boundless measure. I bow to aspiration, for it has love for us inside its boundless existence. But I love realization, for realization is the only thing that I need to make my inner pilot constantly and supremely happy. I am grateful to you, my beloved Supreme, for out of his infinite bounty, he has given me the capacity to love him more than I love myself. I am grateful to my beloved Supreme, for out of his infinite bounty, he has given me the capacity to feel his need more than my own need. I am grateful to my beloved Supreme, for out of his infinite bounty, he has given me the capacity not to drag him into my desired world, but to implore his presence in my aspiration world, and also to offer him my earthbound will and desire life, and soulfully declare, let thy will be done. I shall be extremely grateful to my beloved Supreme the day he makes me a chosen instrument of his. I shall be extremely, extremely grateful to my beloved Supreme the day I can feel that my soul bird lives only for him inside my body cage, here on earth and there in heaven. I shall be extremely, extremely, and extremely grateful to my beloved Supreme the day I can declare to the world within and to the world without that I am what he has and I have what he is.